Morning. 7:34 a.m. on Monday, June the 11th, 2018. It's a lovely morning. It's cool, 64, but there's a really nice breeze. The western run the last half mile or so was pretty warm because the breeze wasn't blowing toward me. It was kind of sheltered by the trees and the fences and stuff. And the sun was shining right on my back. So, yeah, that was a bit warm. But I'm down in the neighborhoods now. There's a little bit of breeze, but there's a lot of shade. So it's quite lovely. It's a smoky morning. There's a big forest fire down around Durango. It's like 100 miles away, but still, the smoke is making its way up. The wind's blowing from that direction, so that would be why. I'm also likely to be a little bit breathless this morning. I've put on my metronome and doing 120 beats, so 2 steps a second. And I'll see if I can keep this pace up for the last mile here. Build up that stamina just a bit. So, I broke 53,000, finally. The story. I've already been in it this morning. I haven't got very much in this morning, but I've already been in it. I'm looking forward to getting back to it. I did check in on my dinos this morning, just briefly. Make sure they had food. But yes, a lovely, lovely morning. It's Monday. I've got some stuff I have to do. I've got some chores. I need to get the car in, or at least make an appointment to get the car in for the air conditioning. Gotta call the furnace company to make sure our furnace, built-in air conditioning is working correctly. My wife seems to think it's not. I'm not sure that it isn't. It should be nice and cool in the house this morning. Got the windows open. Good morning. But for me, the key element is, okay, I need to get home so I can get back into the book, which is glorious. That's clouds or that's smoke. there's a sort of a high thin layer of haze, and while there are some clouds, definite clouds, off to the northeast, there's a kind of a haze in the air, looking straight up here. Some of it's cloud. You can see the striations in the cloud deck up there a little bit, like a cirrostratus. There's also a kind of a haze. And I believe, because of the smell, I believe that's smoke. It's not a disagreeable smoke. It'll be enough to make those members of my family who are particularly sensitive to aroma have a little bit of trouble. Back on the tick. Get back on the tick. 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 Okay. It's hard to stay on the beat and talk at the same time, but I think it's helping to keep me moving at a pace that's much more what I want it to be. I'm not finding myself too breathless yet. Oh, here comes the guy with his poodle. Down in the neighborhood. Must be on his way back from his walk. I keep looking around I don't know why, but for what purpose. It's just like, wow, this is pretty cool. And we turn eastward. Still some shade. I'm out later this morning. I should have come out at 6. But it's busy. I was busy. In the best sense of the word. Get ready. Stay with me. Don't post. Squirrel. Not really. Squirrel. Another one. He's running on the fence, right across the top of the fence, right beside me. Until he came to a pine tree, we could get off on. Back on, get back on. There we go. So, another day where I really don't have too much to talk about. I don't want to spoiler any more than I have. The story's coming together. I like the way the story's coming together. I'm about to have a crossover. Crossover chapter. It should be interesting. It should be. It should be a little fun. I have to do some research. I have to go check some details, make sure that I've got them all lined up properly. It's not as much breeze here. There's a little more sun. What's my time looking like? Twelve and a half minutes. I don't know if that's better or worse, actually. So I had some toast. I'm kind of hungry. I don't know what I could eat that's not going to make problems. I'm at that place where I've run out of my first burst of discussion. Well, the difficulty is that they logged on yesterday, just long enough to feed my dinos and leave. I spent most of the day writing. Although the biggest chunk of my writing yesterday was for the Colorado Gold Contest. morning. Lady with a big dog and a small auxiliary dog. Wow, that's hot. Huh. This came out of the shade. Ah, but here's the breeze. Okay, good. It's gonna be supposed to be cooler today. 10 degrees cooler. It's only supposed to be 86. It was nearly 100 yesterday, which is, I'm pretty sure, why the upstairs of the house is a little warmer than it might otherwise have been. Of them. There's my spiny white poppy up here this morning. How many blossoms do we have today? 3. Looks like this tree Duke Garbage killed. Doesn't get anything going on it. This one's nice. This crab apple looks like a bonsai experiment gone wrong. A few branches with leaves and even little crab apples. But a lot more branches that are dead. Scars in the trunk look like somebody hit it with a car, I think. Still on track at 120. Coming up here. Coming past the big cottonwood. Looking around, making sure I don't have anybody coming in the car. Last street crossing. A couple of blue jays over there sitting very quietly together. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, 1827. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.